You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Jubilee of the Americas, or the Celebration of Mercy in the American continent, brought together various components of the Church in the Americas to experience the merciful face of the Father. Cardinals, bishops, priests, religious, and lay people from Canada to the Patagonia were among the participants in the event in Bogota, Colombia, which was organized by the Pontifical Commission for Latin America and the Latin American Bishops Conference, or CELAM. Several of the participants spoke to Vatican Radio to share their experience of the Jubilee of the Americas. Cardinal Marculet is the president of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America, which helped to organize the event.
I am very grateful to God and to Pope Francis for this initiative of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. So we have lived this continental celebration with all these people, and we have lived a very great fraternity. So we have experienced that to practice mercy and to speak and share about mercy, it does unite people of different culture. It is a way for the culture of meeting people, of encounter, in a very positive way. So I've seen lots of enthusiasm, and I think all people are going home with a warmth in the heart and a desire to share, and also more commitment to practice works of mercy as a way to adapt today the mission of the Church and to touch the hearts also of non-believers. So I am very grateful to God and to all the people who have participated in this event.
That was Cardinal Marculet. Cardinal Shibley Langlois of Le Cayes, Haiti, also participated in the Jubilee of the Americas event.
I think this celebration of Jubilee in Latin America, it's a good opportunity for me to meet other people in Latin America and also to touch directly the reality of mercy here in Colombia. Because during these days, I visit Santa Fe, a place where there are so many sufferings. I think in many countries in Latin America, we have to show the face of mercy, the face of Christ, the face of the mercy of God for us in many situations, in many bad situations, miseries in Latin America, in Caribbean. So it's a good opportunity to have other ideas about the way we can practice the mercy in our countries.
That was Haitian Cardinal Shibley Langlois. Archbishop Terence Prendergast of Ottawa said he was particularly moved by the difficulties and struggles of the Church in Latin America.
I found it extraordinarily rich experience. I was particularly moved by the opportunities we've had to share on the difficulties and struggles in Latin America particularly, but also of common problems that we have with migrants, with people suffering from drug abuse, people struggling with addictions of one kind or another, or poverty. I was particularly moved also on the Monday of our gathering when we went to Works of Mercy in the city of Bogota. One of the touching moments was when we were greeted by former drug addicts and people living on the street who told us how important it was that they received not only freedom from their addictions and a way of beginning a life anew, but also a spiritual dimension, which they valued very much, the friendship with the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul, who run the institute. It's called the Outpatient Clinic of the Miraculous Medal. And Our Lady is obviously a very important person in their lives. But so is Jesus, and so is God our Father. In our meeting with them, we had a drama played out by the members of their experiences of the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that they've experienced there, which is, of course, a very important theme of the Jubilee year. And also, we did a Lectio Divina, in which we played out the role of the Good Samaritan. And among the people who walked by, we had not only the priest, there was a priest there, but instead of the Levite, we had a bishop. And I played the bishop, and we got a good laugh out of that. But it tells us how important it is to be able to see the victims and the poverty and the challenges that they have, and then also not only to see, but then to draw near, to encounter, to touch, to be touched, and to have a healing relationship and an ongoing relationship of friendship and support. So for me, these and also the opportunity to meet bishops from around Latin America, from Central America, from Canada and the United States, some also from Europe who came, all this is a very enriching experience. For me, Pentecost is the uniting of many nations under God through the gift of the Holy Spirit, and I think the Holy Spirit was very much at work here among the members of the celebration. It's not a congress or not a symposium, it's really a celebration. And I think also the first night when we went to the Church of Our Lady of Lourdes, Nuestra Señora de Lourdes, we had the celebration of reconciliation. Bishops confessed to each other and to priests, and the lay people also received the healing. So I think we were modeling what the mercy of God is like in the church and then also outside the church. So for me, this is part of the rich experience I had.
That was Archbishop Terence Prendergast of Ottawa. Another participant in the Jubilee of the Americas event was Vicky Thorne, the foundress of Project Rachel, a post-abortion reconciliation program in the United States, and the executive director of the National Office of Post-Abortion Reconciliation and Healing, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The grace of this event is to bring together the people from all the Americas and to have a real dialogue and exchange about the problems that we have in our culture, but about how to bring the real vision of mercy that Pope Francis talked about to the world. And just the meeting of people and the exchange of ideas is an enormous gift. And the opportunity to pray together is also an enormous gift. One of the things I found incredibly touching is when we have Mass, to hear so many voices celebrating, you know, doing the Eucharistic prayer. That sense of how big the church is just something that I found to be very beautiful. I've had other experiences, but this one in particular has really blessed me with that.
That was the founders of Project Rachel, Vicky Thorne, a participant in the Jubilee of the Americas event, which took place in Bogota, Colombia.